Okay, welcome back. We are finally to the good part of this talk. As emergency physicians, what do we actually need to know to use buprenorphine safely and effectively in the emergency department? So hopefully if you listen to part two, you are on board with the concept of high-dose buprenorphine. You feel a little bit better about the safety of buprenorphine, even in higher doses. And you're a little bit on board with just committing. If you're going to do it big. So what we're going to talk about now is, what does this actually mean for your clinical practice? What patients are you using this on? What are you telling them before you start? What happens if something goes wrong? How are we getting these patients out of the department and into next steps of treatment, and what we do next? So before we begin, I am basing these recommendations on some DC sort of consensus policies. Also, there is a California Bridge program that is excellent. They have a ton of resources for ED outpatient special populations, and their protocols are available online. We will have a link to their resources on the website as well. The American College of Emergency Physicians also has a pretty good buprenorphine prescribing tool on their website. We'll have that linked, or you can always just search ACEP, A-C-E-P, buprenorphine tool, and it comes up pretty easily. So we'll talk about why this works. If you need a quick reference to refer back to when you're actually prescribing, the California Bridge and the ACEP prescribing guides are the ones that I most commonly use. Obviously, if your hospital has an individual policy, I recommend following that policy. But if you want to get into the evidence or the sort of pushing the envelope a little bit, those are some really good resources. So first thing to address is, who are we using buprenorphine on? So patients with opioid use disorder who want to stop using opioids is the short answer. So there are some schools of thought that buprenorphine should be offered to anyone who comes in after an opioid overdose, anyone who's received Narcan. There are some protocols that start buprenorphine basically immediately after naloxone. In my opinion, it's a bit reductive to say that anyone who has overdosed at any point immediately has an opioid use disorder. And I also personally think it's a little bit paternalistic to say that we should be pushing necessarily treatment on any patient, even who does have an opioid use disorder, if they're not interested in engaging in treatment. So I advocate for any patient who wants to discontinue opioids and has a either documented opioid use disorder, or in your clinical gestalt is likely to have a diagnosable opioid use disorder or high risk opioid use. I don't personally do the DSM-5 criteria checklist for opioid use disorder, and I don't personally put that diagnosis on a patient's chart, as I think the implications of an ER provider putting that on someone's chart and the future implications on their care is just not something that I personally want to do. It is probably something that most hospital protocols would want you to do, and I think it's a good exercise to consider whether this is someone with risky use or someone who just took a bad pill and had an overdose from that. I think it's reasonable for all of us. I think we're all capable as emergency providers to sort of make that distinction. Anyway, so for patients who do want to stop using opioids, some will have a preference for methadone, which is much, much, much more difficult to start in the emergency department. For those who are interested or open to buprenorphine, it is a pretty easily accessible medication for us to start. So if your patient is interested in stopping their illicit drug use of banned or illicit opioids, in DC, pretty much every facility should have peer recovery coaches available. My recommendation is, if they're there, if it's during their hours, to go through them first. The PRCs are trained to assess patients for the appropriateness of an opiate replacement therapy. They also are wonderful at bridging patients to their outpatient treatment. So if they're not able to get into a buprenorphine clinic, but their insurance or your area has access to a methadone clinic or, you know, barriers like that, the PRCs are more likely to be in touch with those issues and those barriers than we are. So they can provide great recommendations both to us and the patient on what the more sustainable, accessible treatment option is, and sort of talk about their lived experiences with treating OUD and sort of the challenges in doing so. If your PRCs are not available at the time, I usually just ask myself if they have either any experience with methadone or buprenorphine, and if they have a preference for one or the other. If they express a preference for methadone, that's easy enough. Whatever hospital resources you have to refer them to methadone or an OTP clinic, I think is fine. We'll talk a little bit more about the DC network of MOUD treatment sites in future episodes. If the patient expresses a preference for buprenorphine or has no preference and is open to starting buprenorphine in the department, we'll switch a little bit to what we do next. That's the population that we're sort of most able to work with. So if they're interested in buprenorphine, or if the PRCs have done the screening and recommend buprenorphine and the patient is in agreement with that plan, I start by screening the patient with just a couple of questions. So sort of the first most obvious question is, do you have a history of buprenorphine? Are you allergic to buprenorphine? If they're allergic to buprenorphine, it is clearly not a good option. That's the only absolute contraindication to buprenorphine use. So that's where I start. After that, I sort of get into a little bit more of the medical complexity. So, is the patient currently pregnant? Buprenorphine as a monotherapy is safe in pregnancy, but again, a lot of our sites may not have the monotherapy as opposed to the combination therapy with naloxone. Many hospitals also have protocols about initiating buprenorphine in pregnant patients. So I don't, in this context, recommend starting buprenorphine from the emergency department without consulting a specialist, either addiction specialist or an OB. And generally, these patients are going to be better served by getting them to an outpatient treatment option. If not pregnant or not relevant, I usually ask the patient if they have any history of methadone use. And if they say yes, have they used methadone in the last 72 hours? Methadone has a quite long half-life, as you probably remember. So starting buprenorphine, if they've used methadone in the past 72 hours, can precipitate a withdrawal. So try to wait a little bit longer in those patients and wait until their COWS score is a bit higher. And then, does the patient have currently severe or decompensated liver disease, or are they acutely psychotic? And generally, it's, you know, are their symptoms coming from something other than withdrawal? Do they have something that puts them at acute risk that would make them not a great patient for a high-dose buprenorphine start? Or do they have a acute injury or acute medical problem that is likely to need a full opioid agonist for pain control? If the patient sort of passes these screening questions, the next thing I ask is, have they used buprenorphine before? When did they use it? And when they were using it, what dose? And then what sort of route of administration they were using? If they have used buprenorphine before, have they ever had precipitated withdrawal with it? And what were sort of the circumstances surrounding that?